This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Robin Dreeke is with us, also Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Want to talk to you and get your reaction on this event that took place a little while back. We haven't really had a chance to discuss it since it has taken place. That would be the verdict against Scott Peterson in the Parkland shooting massacre. Obviously, he was not the killer. He was the school resource officer who was being charged with basically not protecting the children. He's been found innocent on all of those charges. What's your take?
Confused. We've said this before, this is just the greatest tragedy on so many levels. His defense made sense, but then when you listen to him, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's the best way I can say it. I'm glad it's over. That's the best way I can say it. I'm glad it's over. I know departments around the country have learned a lot from it. And I know a lot of people have taken the pain and suffering and hopefully transferred it into moments that we'll never let something like this happen again, even though it kind of did a little bit again in Vivaldi. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad it's over. The defense that it was chaos, he thought that the shots were coming from outside, not in. All right, I've been in chaotic situations when the fog of war kicks in and you're not quite sure what to do because you're not quite sure what's going on. But then the descriptions you're getting of the firsthand accounts of people there aren't incongruent. The thing that really struck me was his statement when he got outside the courtroom was this: "I got my life back," Peterson told reporters outside the courtroom afterwards.
Yeah.
"It's been an emotional roller coaster for so long, endless nights." That is a very me statement.
Yeah.
I got my life back. That is a very insensitive thing to say after all the life that was lost and you're being blamed for it, whether you believe it or not. That really struck me as not really probably the right thing to say in that moment.
I agree. He seems like a very odd individual in terms of not understanding the optics like what one's actions may be perceived as from the outside looking in. Obviously, he wanted everyone to believe that he was doing what he thought was the right thing. Clearly it wasn't. Standing there on camera for 40 minutes while the kids are being executed. It makes you wonder. This person just seems to have a very big character flaw. I don't think he's a murderer because obviously he didn't go and kill anybody. He was there to try and protect, but he didn't do that either. But the character flaw just seems to run so deep in him that I don't know that he's ever truly going to, realize exactly, what others are feeling against him. I didn't want to say not realize the gravity of what he didn't do. I think he does know that, but he feels like such a broken person that the only way to survive, I would think, is to kind of believe a delusion that you have for yourself, because getting back to the surface is just too difficult. Almost Lori Daybell-ish. We all wonder why did she not come out of this? Why is she not feeling anything yet? Because I don't think her mind could take it. I don't think she could get herself back to the surface and look at the reality of what took place to be able to comprehend it and move forward. And I think it's a survival tactic with Scott Peterson as well.
I agree. This is, like you said, with the character he has and personality he has, he shouldn't have been there. That was not the job for him.
No.
I'm sorry that the leadership decided to put him in that situation as well, because it was incongruent with success for him and for the people he was supposed to serve. The other thing that struck me during his statement was also self-serving, and that was willing to talk to the families and tell them the truth of what was actually going on and what was happening on the ground there. Again, that is, it's a statement of, hey, look at me, and I'm going to help you rationalize my behavior as well, because I rationalize it to myself.
Yeah.
And it's just like extremely, again, like you said, his ability which is empathy, to see the impact of your actions on others from their perspective is totally void in him. And in any position, in any life, you know, when faced with crisis, you can hit fight or flight for the first couple minutes as you're wondering what's going on, as your body freezes, but then do something. I mean, just do something, take an action, and then you can assess whether it was right or wrong, and then you can adjust on the fly if you need to. I mean, that's what we do. That's what all humans do when we're functioning at least an adult level, as my kids call adulting, is that you must take action, because inaction just leads to disaster, because it leads nowhere, as we saw in this horrendous case.
I think a lot of people, I've never spoken to any of the victims or their families, but I would imagine at this point it's, trying to find some way to heal, and probably Scott should just go away and just live out the rest of his life, be quiet, get out of that community, and go live the peaceful life that you've been granted now, that you brag about in front of all the families who lost their children that you didn't protect. Go find your hole and enjoy the last of your days.
Yeah. It was interesting too that so many, as I heard, you know, when the verdict was announced, you know, you had a lot of supporters that were also cheering it.
Yeah.
Boy, just a painful situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, if you're into old Star Trek, I'm a sci-fi fan. It's the Kobayashi Maru. There was nothing right that was going to happen from this.
No.
It really wasn't, I don't think.
No, not it.
You can't get rid of all that pain that everyone's been through.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.